It's important that we get together and celebrate Leonard's life, but it's also important for us to share with others what Leonard meant to you when he was walking this earth, and we want to honor that memory. And it's good. Funny stories are good. Serious stories are good, and we'll want to do that now. And let the Holy Spirit lead you, and if you would like to speak for a little bit, just raise your hand, please.
I had the pleasure of meeting Leonard in 2000. We became real good friends. We had a common interest in sports, football, especially baseball. He's a great guy. But above all, he was a beautiful man, a smart man, a lovely man, a considerate man, a caring man. But there's the other side of Leonard that's competitive. He was a heck of a lawyer, as we all know. He's more of a blue collar. He's more of the average, you know. He wasn't a corporate lawyer. He helped the small people. And I really respected him for that. He could have been a huge, maybe a corporate lawyer, but he could learn so well. But we used to go to a lot of football games, Gator games. And in 2003, we went to two games. One was in Mississippi, down to Eli Manning was a quarterback, and he beat Barr. And Leonard was not so bad. So we had a good time when we settled back there. But a couple of months later, we go down to Gage. Barr State goes down to Gage and plays the Gators. Leonard and I went on the bus together down there. And we're sitting in the stands, and Barr's got a little lead there. Chris Rich is on the 30-yard line. Throws a bomb, P.K. Sam in the end zone with seconds to take it down. And poor Leonard's devastated, and I'm ecstatic. He's going nuts. And I'm going to debrief in a minute. But we were on a bus, and we go back to the bus, and Leonard is just livid. He's, you know, he's the only Gator on the bus. And the bus driver takes a long turn, and we end up in a traffic jam. We don't get out of Gainesville for 2 hours, and Leonard is just, we're out of here. bless him. We were going to a restaurant that we were supposed to go to after the game, and it was closed. So we don't have any beer, we're hungry, and we got to ride 2.5 hours home on the bus. That's what I remember. We saw each other the next day, and it's like nothing happened. God bless you, Leonard.
Thank you.